contact the ITD Morning After on Team 1380 and Team1380.net. Here's McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn.
The demon jibber.
David Klein says his clothes smell like gibber.
No.
He said it.
David Klein's been smoking Chronicle?
No, he went to that that concert with Dave Matthews? Rock and roll music.
And, rock and roll music?
Yeah.
What, the song about the glowworm?
Did they do that? Dave Matthews did not do the glowworm song.
You don't know.
Should have.
You haven't seen the set list.
Poor David Klein. He just went to the concert. He didn't partake in the drugs.
I bet he did.
I bet he didn't. And he gets home, and I'm sure his parents are like, you smell like gibber.
Why do you think he lives at home? What makes you think he lives at home?
I assume working here he did.
Don't we all live at home?
That's a good point. I think what Tim meant is with the parents. David's a young guy. Does he?
How old are you, David? Well, I knew you lived with your parents. You didn't need to tell me that. But how old are you?
He's a 24-year-old gentleman.
24 bills.
David, were you concerned that when you got home from the rock and roll show that your parents would smell the marijuana on you and think you were partaking?
Well, I'm sure there was a concern, but I actually did not go home last night. I stayed out at the Ameristar.
Oh, did a little banging in Little Rock, did you? Look at you.
Absolutely.
Mom and Dad are okay with that?
That you're out banging hookers?
No hookers, no. Just spent a little cash at the casino.
Do they ask where you've been when you don't come home at night? Are they worried about you? Do they call you?
No,
say,
they knew I wasn't going to come home last night. So they're okay with it.
Tell you what, you're putting yourself in a bad bargaining position when you're trying to hit Helmkamp up for a raise and he knows you're partying all night at the casinos.
Yep.
Apparently, you got a lot of, you're flush with money is what it seems like.
Oh, I think it's the exact opposite.
I think he's lousy with Benjamins.
There he was at the craps table. Let it roll! Let it roll!
How did you do? Did you win?
No. I lost about $20 and called it a night.
Did you meet any fancy ladies, perhaps?
No. I don't think they would really be interested in me anyway.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. I'm just not exactly a very great bachelor.
Why is that?
Why?
You're a nice guy. You're smart. You're funny.
I think a lovely dish would like the cut of your jib.
I work here, Jim. How smart can I be?
I actually think you're probably smarter than the average person, meaning people in this room that work here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's a nice
one. And don't sell yourself short. I'm sure there's a lot of ladies out there. We could hook you up with Jackie.
Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, he needed the old diet soda.
Would you be interested in Jackie?
Absolutely not. I would turn gay first.
Wow. Oh, that's hot. Can we set something up then?
With producer Joe. See, there's plenty of options around. David, your glass is half full, my friend.
And we respect him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that Tiger Woods is one over par through four holes at the U.S. Open. For those of you monitoring that, Eldrick is one over through four. Well, now it's just been updated. He's two over through five.
Oh, no.
It's like CompuScore on Channel 4. Yeah. Tell the cat about CompuScore.
Oh, God, do we have to go there again? That was some computerized scoreboard that some genius thought of where, you know, we used to always do the scores in the sports. Now, right. Of course, no one does the scores, but it used to be, here's the National League scores, and it was a computer we'd go to, and it would update the scores instantly. Nobody had to type it in. Just instantly it would update it. So we had
what was the name of the
CompuScore?
CompuScore.
We had this big marketing plan where we would say, we can update scores as they happen, as we're on the air. Well, of course, the scoreboard would only be up there for 4 or 5 seconds. That's as long as you'd keep a scoreboard up there.
It didn't really matter.
Yeah. The score never changed, ever. Because the odds of having a scoreboard up for 4 or 5 seconds and having 3 or 4 updates right then were, you know, astronomical. So that the score never changed. But that was the whole marketing plan. Let's take a look at CompuScore. Who'd have thought it? The score was the same as it was 8 seconds ago.
Did you get angry letters?
No.
I never saw one of those scores change.
We didn't get angry
Vaughn's
letters.
A liar.
It was just all very strange. It might have worked well if the entire half hour we just kept the National League scoreboard up there, then maybe the Reds
had
got a run in the fourth
maybe
against the Padres. Wow! We got it all going for us.
Had you considered maybe a 6 or 7 minute CompuScore block?
That's what it would have taken to have this thing make any sense at all. But poor Zipper Zeppa was always there. I'll take a look at CompuScore, and he'd point to it. At one point, it was right there on the desk. We had the computer on the desk. Take a look at CompuScore. Nothing.
I would have had the ability. I would have done a split screen where we could have had you peeking over. And when that Expo score changed or whatever year it was, there you are pointing to it and a little thumbs
look at
up.
That.
CompuScore.
Expo's just got two in the seventh. You think we're not cutting edge?
And a thumbs up, a proud thumbs up from Doug Vaughn.
Yeah. Some of the things that have gone on in local news are really kind of frightening. We were excited about it, though.
Oh.
We were thrilled.
They ran promos.
You see Doug on the phone. Yeah, we got it now. We got the CompuScore. It's in now. We got it. We're set.
We're good. Channel 5 will be shutting down any day now.
No, it's here. Seriously.
And the promo was like Hartford versus Quebec, you know, in the early 1990s. Oh, 2-1 in the third. Oh, no! Quebec's just tied it up. CompuScore only on News 4.
And CompuScore has it. CompuScore with Doug Vaughn on the 4 News.
We thought we were walking in tall cotton.
The hell does that mean?
Nope.
What is life, a plantation?
But at least we didn't have to type the scores in anymore. We'd have to type in all the scores ourselves. Us, we're big hitters. We'd have to sit there and type it in and try to spell Cincinnati right. That wasn't easy. C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I, finally learned.
So you don't do like we do a little scoreboard
on the post-game
show.
You don't do CompuScore.
The scores change while you're on the air?
Nope,
do they do that?
No.
Our scores changed 18 years ago.
No, you said it never really changed, though.
Well,
you
they could have.
You just said that like theoretically, 7 seconds ago.
Theoretically, they could have.
But they didn't.
They did change. It just wasn't on the air when they changed.
They didn't change.
They didn't change on the air, no. But they could have.
So ours don't change on the air, as yours never changed on the air.
But they changed off the air.
Okay.
Someone probably has to type it in for yours to change off the air.
We have video off air. That's constantly changing. What?
Why don't you use it?
But you never do scores. No scoreboards.
We have at the bottom of the
you got a ticker.
The bottom of the screen, we got a ticker, yeah. Scores are really something you can get without local news telling you what the score is anymore.
But if you're doing a post-game show, here's some National League scores real quick.
Sure, what the heck?
Why not?
Well, yeah, let's just do it. Let's just put some scores up there.
Maybe a highlight or two.
Maybe one or two.
Yeah.
No CompuScore, though.
No.
Any other markets still using CompuScore?
Oh, gosh, no. They went out of business. Somebody thought he had a great idea. We bought it.
What'd you pay? Do you remember?
I don't. It's probably a couple bucks. It's about what it was worth. Couple bucks.
Were you part of the marketing campaign? Was there a promo with you?
No, it was a promo of Zipper Zeppa with the computer right there on the news desk. Let's take a look at CompuScore. Nope. Score is the same as it was 8 or 9 seconds ago. They're not just scoring run after run.
It's like there's
a whole parade of people scoring runs.
I picture
and the numbers
this.
Would go up.
You're both on your computers, you and Zipper Zeppa. Hey, that Expos changed just score. I better get that into the graphics department. And Doug says, don't have to. Why? We've got CompuScore.
Mm-hmm. That was the idea.
CompuScore? What's that? Automatically updates the scores, even the Expos game.
And then a knowing wink and a News 4 logo. Mm-hmm. That was the promo.
We had it.
But if the scoreboard's only up for 4 seconds, does it matter? Huh. Hadn't thought of that. CompuScore, only on 4 News.
4 News.
Those were the solid days of local television news.
CompuScore? What's that? Why, it's only the very latest score software.
That's all it is. Thank you much. We had it. No one else.
Will a score ever actually change on our air? No!
So they told us, yes, it'll happen all the time as long as you keep the scoreboard up there the entire newscast, which we weren't really prepared to make that kind of commitment. We had other news and weather to get to. It's not just about the Expo score. It's not what the local news is all about, is that late-breaking Expo score.
How many years have you been there?
21.
Man, you must have seen it all.
I've seen enough to know I have seen too much. Take me home, Mama, and put me to bed.
I remember one time Doug Vaughn delivered a baby calf live on set.
Is that true?
That's not true.
But if you ever write a biography, make up a story like that and put it in there.
A baby calf? How could that possibly happen where there'd be cows in the news studio?
How could someone spend $60,000 on CompuScore?
Even that's more likely than live calf births.
Doug Vaughn, I've seen everything. That's your bio. I'll ghostwrite it for you. I just need your beautiful blue eyes on the front. I'll make up a few stories. We'll sell it locally. Get paid.
I've seen it all. Okay.
Doug Vaughn, I've seen it all.
I suppose I better have another job lined up before I write that.
Why?
It would be the end of the line there.
We wouldn't attack anything. We just enhance it with stories of you delivering baby calves.
Calves on the air. Right. Sounds good.
We'll get D-Bear to Photoshop some blood on your hands or some ears, Doug, after he delivered the calf.
They're making fun of D-Bear on the message board for having the time to make the Doug Vaughn hardscrabble pens.
You know what? I don't think I like anyone making fun of D-Bear.
D-Bear's a great American.
He's a great guy.
Productive.
Very talented. Very talented.
We don't know much about talent.
No, he knows quite a bit about packaging.
D-Bear can also do the photoshopping of the blood on your hands and the cover of the book.
You'll be fine.
And I'll write some stories of stuff that didn't happen just to make it, no offense, I'm sure your life is a thrill a minute.
Yeah.
But just to enhance it a little.
It could use some enhancing. Yeah, most of what happens is not that exciting.
Really?
I'm not a strong swimmer.
I picture you with your sleeve rolled up and a tattoo that says news.
If not, news.
If not,
I'm all about news.
If not, we'll use a Sharpie. News. I've seen it all by Doug Vaughn.
919 in St. Louis. We got that Andy Murray. Is he on from Las Vegas? That's where it is, right? It's at the Palms tonight.
Sure.
Yeah, Jack Adams. Who else is up for that? I guess that wasn't fair.
My guess is probably Mike Babcock.
I could name a couple other coaches, much less.
Mike Babcock, maybe?
I doubt it.
Joel Quenneville.
I was about to say, I think Quenneville could be up there.
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
Really?
I saw the picture somewhere. Of course, my memory won't allow me to call anything that I read.
Whoever it is that coaches the Penguins who took over midseason and led him on that charge.
That would be a logical call, sure.
And his
name supposed to know the Penguins coach's name?
Too busy talking about a fake tattoo and CompuScore.
And I'm still amused. I'm posing now. This is how I pictured Doug. His beautiful baby blues news.
Right across the bicep.
Morning drive time sports talk show. In the country. Can't name the coach of the Stanley Cup. Champion team, but sure can warble on about CompuScore from 1991.
Well, at least we know it's a horrible program. We never claimed anything other than that. It's a lousy show. You get what you pay for. You paid nothing for this.
We had George McGinnis on.
John.
Power
we did
forward.
An interview with a golf guy, and you think we're talking with George McGinnis, a former Indiana Pacers power forward.
Tim, the coaches up for the award are Todd McClellan of San Jose, Claude Julien of Boston, and Andy Murray.
Yeah, guess that makes sense. Got the President's Trophy in there, the Eastern Conference number one seed, and then the old note.
Honestly, if I were to ask you who the head coach of the Boston Bruins was.
Oh, God.
The chances of you coming close.
There's no way.
Claude Julien. It's a good name.
No way. Now we'll see what Andy Murray has to say. He's out in Las Vegas, see if he's in the poker room or something.
I look forward to talking to Andy Murray. He is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Be away from
he's
the season.
He's always fun to have on the show. He always does a good job.
See what he has to say about that Walter. See what's going on with Walter.
I would talk a little Vegas with him.
Absolutely.
I mean, that guy during the season is all business. Seriously. So now he gets to cut loose. I want to see what he does in
Vegas. Boat drink in his hand right now?
Maybe.
All right. Andy Murray on the other side of the commercial break live from Las Vegas is the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.